From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House's senior advisor says he's confident the Senate will pass health care legislation by Christmas. David Axelrod tells CNN momentum is building even with GOP hurdles.
I have no doubt that the Republican leadership will try and throw procedural barriers in the way, as they have for the last several months. But I think there's a will to get this done.
Yesterday, conservative Democratic Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska endorsed the bill after some concessions were made, including further restrictions on abortion-related funding. A test vote is scheduled for 1 a.m. A winter storm system is moving through New York and New England today after covering much of the Mid-Atlantic region with nearly 2 feet of snow. Baltimore-Washington International and Reagan National Airports were closed until this morning. NPR's Renita Jablonski has more.
Blizzard conditions paralyzed travel throughout the region, and not only flights. Washington, D.C. shut down above-ground operations of its Metrorail subway, and bus service also stopped yesterday afternoon as snow started piling up on streets. Snow fell at a rate of 2 inches an hour. Washington Mayor Adrian Fenty says while the worst of the snowfall is over, road crews have a lot of work ahead.
Just plowing, plowing, and plowing so that when we send people off to work, rush hour Monday, although there will still be a lot of snow, the roads, for the most part, will be passable.
The storm system is blamed for at least 5 deaths and thousands of traffic accidents. Blizzard conditions in parts of New York, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are expected to bring up to 15 inches of snow. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's top dissident cleric, Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri, has died in his sleep at the age of 87. Thousands of people reportedly are traveling to Qom for his funeral. Dale Gavlak reports.
Montazeri was a hero to the opposition because he was a fierce critic of the Islamic Republic's hardline leadership. He called the disputed June re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a fraud and the clerical establishment a dictatorship. Montazeri had once been named to succeed Ayatollah Khomeini, the late founder of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, but he fell out with Khomeini over the latter's mass execution of prisoners. Although he was one of Iran's most senior clerics, he spent 5 years under house arrest until 2002. Analysts believe Montazeri's funeral could become a rallying point for the opposition and a cause of concern for the authorities as political tensions mount. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Lebanon's prime minister has wrapped up a diplomacy-building visit to Syria. Saad Hariri, who blames Assyrian leadership in the death of his father in 2005, said today that his talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were positive. This is NPR. Three astronauts are gearing up for a holiday space launch from the Russian complex in Kazakhstan. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
A Russian cosmonaut, along with astronauts from the United States and Japan, are ready for their holiday season space mission. They're blasting off on Monday to the International Space Station from Russia's remote space complex in southern Kazakhstan. The Soyuz TMA-17 rocket is ready to leave from the Baikonur launch pad for a mission that's expected to boost the number of crew at the orbital laboratory to 5 members. Monday's launch is the first ever of a Soyuz spaceship on a winter night. The crew is expected to travel for about 2 days before docking with the space station, some 220 miles above Earth. The U.S. shuttle fleet is expected to be grounded soon, so NASA and other international partners will have to rely solely on the Russian Soyuz spacecraft to carry their astronauts to the space station and back. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Baghdad has signed an agreement that allows a consortium led by Europe's largest oil company, Royal Dutch Shell, to develop a major oil field. Shell and Malaysia's state-run Petronas earlier this month won the rights to the Majnoon field, a key area near Iraq's oil-wealthy city of Basra. Meanwhile, a standoff between Iraq and Iran over an oil well ended without violence today. Iranian forces backed down from the side of a dispute that began on Thursday. The Justice Department says a dozen detainees have been transferred from the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. Most of the prisoners are being sent to their home countries in Afghanistan and Yemen. And according to the Associated Press, a third Tunisian detainee has been moved to Italy to face terror-related charges. This is NPR.